Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And we have an interesting topic for us today, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the fact that more young Americans are thinking about death and suicide now that we continue to progress in this COVID-19 with being socially isolated. Did you know that 37% of young Americans aged 18 to 24 have reported having thoughts of death and suicide? And close to half show at least moderate symptoms of depression, according to a nationwide survey by researchers from Rutgers, Harvard, Northeastern, and Northwestern universities. This is about 10 times the observed rate in the general population prior to COVID-19. There are clear indications that the pandemic, with its social and economic consequences, is taking a heavy toll on the mental health of young Americans. The surveys show elevated rates of mental illness in both men and women across racial, geographic, and ethnic groups. Consequences of the pandemic include school closures, working from home, having a pay cut, or losing employment altogether. According to the research, the largest increase in symptoms was among those whose homes were impacted or potentially impacted with situations such as eviction or inability to pay rent or mortgage. Neil, this is a problem that's escalating. What do you think about where it's going? And what, if any, ideas do you have about?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, as I've noticed right now, since that article was written that you wrote on Medium, where you write on a regular basis, I've found out when that the biggest problem we're dealing with is that people are just going to continue to be home if they're unemployed, and young people are not going to have those jobs they want, but they think the outlook is great. And they're just going to build this till they say, oh my gosh, we're still in the same boat that we were under President Trump. That basically till COVID-19 disappears, young people finding jobs are just not going to be there because companies are just waiting this to see things get better.
Well, yeah, you know, we haven't made a whole lot of progress, and they don't have drugs available or supplements available because they have been trying to put out negative press that they don't work, which they do. But you can go back to some of my Medium articles or to my podcast to find out what does work as far as getting rid of the COVID-19 problem. But as long as they keep doing things that potentially are not going to help, which is the vaccines, for example, then we're just going to continue and roll along. The only difference is some groups of people are going to make billions of dollars, and the people who are getting the vaccines may be killed by the vaccines or significantly injured, but it's not going to take care of getting rid of the COVID-19 problem. So talk about and think about, but this problem with decreasing mental health, and thinking about suicide, especially in young people, it's a potentially great problem that we need to have some other way of dealing with until we finally get out of this COVID-19 problem. And once that happens and things return to normal, the suicide rate will go down. But until then, I think that the best thing that you could do would be to study my website on addiction, because the things that we talk about on addiction are the same things that can help you with the symptoms of addiction, one of which is suicidal thoughts. And to get that, you go over to www.reverendwynn.com. Rev, Wynn, Henderson, MD.com. And study that website. And of course, you can call me if you have questions. It's on the website. And also, listen to my podcast, because I try to go just below the surface and bring you the truth on everything that comes to me. And so therefore, go to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. And there's no spaces and no capitalizations on that. Of course, it's a free podcast, and I have over 200 podcasts there, and you can scroll through it and see which interests you. But there's a lot of great information there, Neil.
Definitely a lot of great information, and definitely people need to check that out. And I appreciate, again, a very interesting information and a very sad thing to know about what's happening to our young people.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface. Take care, everyone.